Welcome and welcome back, everybody, to the OK Grognard Show. Today is Monday, October 9th, 2023, 10 a.m. Central in beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And today we are going to look at the first edition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Monster Manual entry on the Water Weird. And why are we going to look at that? Because I recently used one in a game, and I had some discussion about having used one in a game online and had some thoughts about it, and other people had some thoughts about it, and I thought it might be interesting to have those thoughts as part of a show. So there you go. I think that's a good enough reason. One could say it is almost too good a reason. Hey, I want to take a second, though, to mention, too, that as part of the campaign, I'm writing some verse for some ancient inscriptions that are going to be on some things, and one of the things I'm finding helpful is going back to my school days and checking out Louis Turco's Handbook of Poetics, 3rd edition. In this case, the Book of Forms. Look it up online. It's nearly 300 pages. It's a very complete tome full of all the various forms. There's a whole section on dramatic poetry, lyric poetry, which is kind of where I'm looking currently, and narrative poetry. Of course, it has the entire beginning, the elements of poetry, just breaking down everything you would ever need to know about poetry, and sprinkled with examples all the way through. I'm doing this in part for the campaign and in part to just enjoy doing some writing again. And if you want to know the breakdown of how a sonnet works or a haiku or any other poetry, how it scans, because the rules of scansion are all broken down into here so that you know where to hit the beats and when to hit the pauses and on which syllables you'll want accents for various types of poetry, what rhyme schemes need to be in place for various types of poetry, then all of that is broken down in there. Excuse me. The rest of it is, as they say, academic. So there you go. Anyway, the Monster Manual entry for the Water Weird, huh? It is a weird creature indeed coming up out of the water. Let me have a look here and discuss it after we go over it. Frequency? Very rare. Number appearing 1 to 3, armor class 4, move 12, hit dice 3 plus 3, and lair 50%. Treasure type, IOPY, number of attacks 0. It's an interesting one. Damage per attack, nil, again. All in the description. Special attacks, drowning. Special defenses, see below. Magic resistance, standard. Intelligence, very. Alignment, chaotic evil. Size, 10 foot long, plus. The plus became important for mine. Psionic ability, nil. Attack defense modes for psionics, nil. The Water Weird are a life form originating in the elemental plane of water. They attack all living things, feeding from their essences in some unknown manner. The creature forms in two melee rounds from the water, appearing as a serpent lashes out, striking as a six-hit die monster. Any creature struck will be dragged into the water unless it saves versus paralyzation. Sharp weapons cause but one hit point of damage. Blunt ones cause normal damage when striking these monsters. Damage equal to its total hit points disrupts the water weird. It reforms again in two melee rounds. Cold spells slow it. Fire-based spells do half damage or no damage, but a purify water spell actually kills it. All other attacks simply do not harm or disrupt the creature. A water weird can take over a water elemental on a dice score of 11 or better on a 20-sided die. So what are we talking here? What do we got going on here? Well, in the game I was running, I had a pool which had four pillars around it, and when anyone would enter the room, the pillars would begin to glow, and within two rounds, so would form the water weird. I had it be longer and larger than the 10 foot, so the plus became relevant. I wanted it to be able to strike within a area depression in which the pool was, which would have required at least a 15-foot strike. And then also, but not up onto a water walkway, which was around it. But if you stepped onto the walkway, it would begin to form. So it was getting ready. The pillars themselves, the four pillars, and they were not like Egyptian obelisks, but they tapered toward the top, so they were conical. And they were not attached to their plinths. And this was key for them to disrupt and defeat this creature, because they needed to knock off the pillars to keep it from reforming. So if you could knock off at least one of the pillars, you could nullify the effects of the water weird summoning or forming. But I also decided midway through that that would also disrupt the creature. The toughest fighter had jumped down into the depression around the pool and was attacked and missed a saving throw, his best saving throw, sadly, and was being dragged. That was their eighth level, highest level creature, highest level character, NPC, or player character, was being dragged into the pool. I believe this player had encountered them before, but now, of course, was paralyzed and couldn't speak, and asked, is it just because I'm held? Can I fight against it? And no, this was not a constricting type of situation, even though it was wrapped around him and dragging him in. He was actually paralyzed. That was what I decreed. That is my understanding of how the water weird works. Dragon one saves versus paralyzation. So the player couldn't fight against it, but two others grabbed his legs, and I allowed them to struggle with pulling the character back from the water. It did drag him in at one point, but they dragged him back out when they won the next round. I did kind of oppose strength checks, and this thing being an incredibly large anaconda-like snake, I gave it an incredibly high strength. But with two of them, I was allowing, if they both had good rolls to add a couple to the stronger of the two rolls, and then that would be the opposed strength check there. They fired magic missiles, which I deemed as fire attacks for the purposes of this. If they were any other type of magic, sleep wouldn't work. I think an rave enfeeblement was tried. Doesn't work. All other attacks, simply do not harm it or disrupt the creature. So none of that stuff worked, even with the standard magic resistance, which gives saving throws versus the, not against magic missile, but against any cold-based or other fire-based attacks. That would have been a need-to-roll situation. They didn't have cold attacks ready, or cold spells ready. There was a spiritual hammer, which I decided to count as blunt attacks rather than a magical attacks, which, and since it needs an attack roll, then yeah, I'll let that count. They were swinging swords too, and they were barely doing any damage. The arrows, the pointy little arrows popping into it, causing next to no damage. So all of that was troubling for them. But in the end, one of them knocked away at one of the pillars and was able to get it to move slightly, and then another threw their weight into one of them, sliding it off the plinth and disrupting the water weird. And so they won the day. Safe and sound, they were back again. Of course, no damage, and it took them a little while to work out the what happens if you throw dirt at a water weird. Does say does ask Artanis Sarah, and nothing. All other attacks do nothing. So that includes throwing dirt. Tough creature to fight indeed. Valley Girl Heather chimes in. And it nearly got a couple of the players dragged into the water, player characters. So it could have could have harmed the party quite a bit. But in the end, they managed to defeat it. And now they're going to have to look for treasure, because we kind of ended right at that moment. Best to find ways to separate the serpent end from the main body of the water. Now, it's part of the water, in my estimation, so it's an extension of the water. You have to actually do enough hit points to disrupt it, or you can slow it. Fire damage, one damage each, one damage per pointy attack or slicing attack, and full damage from blunt attacks, 3+3 hit dice. So you have to knock it down to 0 hit points. And again, it will reform. But in this case, I put a kind of failsafe in there, in that if the pillars were at least one of the four was removed, and the glowing would stop, and it would not be able to reform. And that's what they figured out and were able to do. So we're glad for that. Anyway, that's a look at the water weird from the first edition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Monster Manual. I thank you all for chiming in on the chat today. I do appreciate it, and I also thank everybody who checked us out in the video. So, just for me to say, this has been a look at the first edition Advanced Dungeons & Dragons Monster Manual Water Weird. And the show streams live on Twitch each Monday, 10 a.m. Central, and is then archived on YouTube. Follow, subscribe, click the thumbs up, all of those good things. Feel free to comment if you get a chance. Thanks to our Patreon supporters, Tom Tullis at Fat Dragon Games, Carlos Lyson, Castle Entertainment, Scourge of the North, Heath Farndon of the Anapa D&D 20, Dave O'Brien of Four Quacks Games, and, as always, Shane Bradley, DM, Extraordinaire. This has been the OK Grognard Show from beautiful Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. Bye-bye.